Masechtas Kalayim, Perek Hey, Mishnah Vav. Haroya Yerek Bakarim. If someone sees a vegetable growing in his vineyard, he did not plant the vegetable in his vineyard, and he wasn't aware that it was planted. So he was not ever Kalayim in the fact that the vegetable was there. But once he knows about it, he's obligated to remove it. Otherwise, he's going to be mekayim. He's going to be sustaining kalayim in his vineyard, and that would make everything become usher. So once he sees it, if he says va'amra, if he says kishe agia loy alakteinu, when I reach it, I'll pick it. Currently, he was in the middle of another work in the field, and he was on his way there. He doesn't have to stop everything and uproot it immediately. He can say, once I get there, I will pick it mutter. Then everything is still permitted. Nothing became usher, forbidden to benefit from the fact that there's the vegetable growing in his vineyard yet. But if he says, "Kishe'ezer laktenu," after I pass by it, I'm going to come back and pick it, then it's problematic. He can't pass it by. He has to go and uproot it right away. And then, "Haysef b'masayim," usher. If it grows, if it increases in size by 1/200th, which is 0.5%, then the vegetable, as well as the vineyard around it, the whatever the space is accordingly around it, will become usher, forbidden to benefit. This is the shear of growth that's necessary to be considered maintaining kalayim together. 1/200th. Mishnah Zayin gives an example over here of someone who was not aware of kalayim that was planted in his vineyard. Haya Iver Bakarim, if someone was passing through his vineyard, Vinaflumim and Izraim, and seeds of vegetables happened to drop from him without him realizing. Aisha Yatsu Imazvalim Aimamayim, or they fell out while he was fertilizing the field or watering the field, and accidentally seeds from another species were dropped into his vineyard, and he's unaware. Or another case, Hazareya v'siarata haruach l'acherev. If he was planting seeds in a field of vegetables, v'siarata haruach, a strong wind came and blew the seeds l'acherev behind him into a vineyard that was behind him. So it was not in his vision. He didn't see it happening. He was unaware of it. Even though it was his action, he was unaware of the wind blowing it behind him. And it's mutter, even if these seeds take root and grow, if he's unaware of it, he's allowed to benefit from the vineyards, he's allowed to benefit from these plants, though as soon as he becomes aware, he has to uproot them. Sierate ruach lefana, but if the wind blew the seeds in front of him, and he saw the seeds go in front of him into a vineyard that was in front of him, and he was aware of it at the time, so then he's aware of kalayim there, he's not allowed to maintain it, and he has to get rid of it. Rabbi Kiva says, imasavim, if it already sprouted and it looks now like grass, these grains that he's aware of that blew in front of him, he now has to uproot. If they already sprouted to the point that they look like grass-like, yupach, what he can do is, instead of having to go through the tedious task of picking them out throughout his vineyard, he could just yupach, he can turn over the dirt and thereby destroy the roots of these new growing vegetables. This is a method that we saw in Perek Bey's Mishnah Gimel. By turning over the dirt on these young sprouts that are growing, it will kill the plants, and there won't be kalayim anymore in his vineyard. Vim aviv, but if it already has grown into a young plant, and this is less than a shlish, less than 1/3, but it has already started growing, so 1/3 growth is the midaraisa, the biblical shear of kalayim. It's now capable of having mature seeds that will sprout and grow other plants. But less than that is what we're discussing now. Aviv, if it's just begun to grow into a young plant, so it's only a problem with Rabbanan still. Yenapets, he should shake out the young kernels, and those kernels are usher for him to use. With Rabbanan, the Chazal felt that they were similar enough to full-grown mature kernels, and they ushered them. But the plant itself is still mutter for him to use. He can benefit from it. He can use it as straw. Vim hevia dagon, but if it already reached the stage that it's able to bring out full mature grain, and this is 1/3 aged growth plants, then tidalik, the entire thing needs to be burnt. He now has maintained kilayim to the point that it has become midaraisa, a biblical issue of kilayim here. and it is now asar ba'anah, forbidden to benefit from, he has to burn it. The Mishnah over here is only really discussing the ramifications to the grain itself that was planted in the vineyard, but the vineyard itself is going to have the same problems, that if they're grown to the stage that they now are able to produce fruit, then they will also become biblically problematic of kilayim and will also be forbidden to benefit from and have to be destroyed.